This is a Glassbox Media podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hello and welcome to The Blank Podcast, the podcast where we delve into those difficult moments with some well-known guests. I'm Giles Payne-Phillips, and with me is Jim Daly, we should say, because that name comes up a lot in this week's podcast.
It does indeed, and normally I would love my name coming up a lot because I'm very self-centred, but it comes up a lot in terms of doing things daily. On the reg,
yes, absolutely,
as the youngsters say, because today's guest is someone who's incredibly passionate about changing people's daily routines and helping them to become. Did you notice he said this a lot on the podcast? Happy, healthy, and what's the last one?
Strong.
I was about to say safe, happy, healthy, and safe, because my sister works in health and safety, so she always signs off her emails. Stay healthy, stay safe.
Safe, I guess safe is the word of 2020, perhaps.
No, the word of 2020 is unprecedented.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, sorry, yeah.
But safe would be another safe, one, yeah.
Yeah, that's in the top five. But yeah, certainly those things came up a lot. And obviously, our guest this week was the incredible Wim Hof. I mean, I've been a big fan of Wim for quite a few years now. I remember seeing him on a few podcasts a few years back. Joe Rogan, I think he was on one of those. And just been interested. Totally sort of captivated with it, just the way he kind of talks about his work and a life and everything that he does. But just, yeah, he's an incredible individual. He's broken multiple world records for cold water swimming, sitting in ice buckets. I think he's climbed Everest in just shorts and shoes, which we didn't get a chance to talk to him about all those things, because we talked mainly about his breathing techniques and his cold showers and cold water swimming and things like that, which he's developed into sort of it's the Wim Hof method, basically.
Yeah, he's a very, very inspiring person to talk to. Like, I mean, I could happily sit here for hours and listen to him. It's very engaging. And I guess, actually, you're right, I'd forgotten about the crazy sort of experiments and stuff he's done, and I'm sure you can sort of find him talking about them in other places. But what's interesting today is he's talking about his methods, and I think, actually, we get him onto how they can help our listeners, and you know, we talk a lot about blank moments and stuff on this podcast and getting through them, and I think, actually, there's sort of direct evidence from Wim today about how what he does can actually help people. So I'm genuinely hope, and in fact, actually, at the end of the podcast, we then do one of his breathing exercises, and I'm really interested to hear whether our listeners do it along, and whether it helps them, because I think today actually might be one of our sort of first proper almost sort of self-help episodes.
Yeah, I will caveat that, you know, if you have got any sort of underlying health issues, you should probably check with your GP or your doctor before you attempt doing the breathing techniques. I think just in case, we don't want anyone falling ill. But yeah, I mean, it's an incredible, because you go very deep with it. I mean, it's a very powerful breathing technique. I mean, I've done breathing techniques before. I think I mentioned it quite near the end of the pod that, you know, been an anxiety sufferer quite a lot of my adult life. So I've been to anxiety management courses before. We've done breathing techniques, but none of them are quite as deep as this one. It's quite a, you know, if you're not used to doing kind of breathing methods, it's quite a full-on one. But it's so powerful. I mean, you feel very exhilarated afterwards.
I think. I'm not. So it was a very interesting experience, but also having Wim there talking you through it, I noticed actually, well, to the start I didn't, by the end I was focusing on myself so much I didn't, but having him there talking you through it, I think, is another level as well to doing this breathing exercise. Yeah. He's like your coach through it.
And I should say you can, I mean, there is an app, the Wim Hof Method app that you can download, which has got all the breathing techniques on it. And I mean, there's multiple YouTube videos that you can watch with Wim doing it. So, if you want more of the breathing technique, I mean, obviously you can keep coming back and listening to us doing it. but yeah, if you want to just hear Wim doing it along with you, then yeah, there's loads of places you can find it. But he's a really inspiring guest, and so pleased we could get him on. It was quite an early morning for us.
It's been a very early morning, which I think probably helped with the breathing as well. Oh, should we dive into it? Because there's so much goodness in this episode. I think we should just crack on with it.
I think we should, yeah.
Okay, so this is the one and only Wim Hof on the Blank Podcast.
Hey!
It was me, it was me. Sorry there, guys.
Don't worry all right. At all.
No bad intentions whatsoever.
How are you this morning?
Yeah, feel good, feel confident, feel strong like a rock.
Excellent.
Yes.
Can you pass me some of that positivity, please? Because I'm not a morning person. I feel terrible.
Get a cold shower.
Oh, no. I can't do cold
shower. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I mean, cold shower, man. Cold shower is straight into... in the morning, you should not think. Thinking is a signal. Your deeper self is not there. If you take a cold shower, your thoughts want to run away. They don't want to be there. And they will run away. And then your physiology in the depth is going to work. Then the flow comes in, the energy comes in, boom. Just a cold shower. How stupid it can be. Yeah, amazing. You know what? It's like love. Love, you cannot think about love. Is love good? Do I want to love? Do I want to go to the other side? Do I? Bloody hell, I don't want to think about it. I just want to go to my love.
Yeah.
So that is a positive stupidity of our physiology to be in those moments. The greatest of feelings. So if you think you are already on the wrong side, you don't think, go into the feeling, go into the physiology, wake up to your body, cold shower.
Well, I can attest for this because I had a cold shower this morning. And I tell you what, it's an unbelievable...
You look good.
Yeah, thanks, man.
He's awake. You look nice. daily. Okay, that's what we're talking about daily habits.
Yes, enough, all my habits are daily habits.
like everybody. Yeah,
I can attest that I had a cold shower this morning, and when you first start doing them, it's quite a surreal feeling. It's an exhilarating feeling. It feels like your body's trying to reheat yourself when you come out, and you get that kind of, it's almost a rush.
So it is.
Yeah.
To jump into it, you know, in our society, we are so much in the head with our neurology into iPhones, computers, and all that all day long. It's the head, and our body is neglected. And that was already a long time going on in our society, and it made the cardiovascular system not being stimulated. Because for stimulation, you need a naked body. You need a naked body with the biggest organ exposed, which is the skin. The skin has millions of thermoreceptors. It has millions of little muscles through these million receptors, thermoreceptors. Those are neurons. Those are capillaries, little muscles. Millions of them, and they are destimulated. Logically, our body is not receiving a stimulation. Logically, we get a weak vascular conditioning there, and that is directly related to blood flow. And blood flow makes the nutrients, oxygen, and vitamins run through and to the cell, and that makes the energy. So all the people in society who have a loss of energy or lack of energy get into the literally the bloody cold shower. It's all about the blood flow. And the cardiovascular related diseases in the world is killer number one. Nobody knows really about it. It's like a sneaked into our lifestyles and our conditioning, but it is a serial killer greater than any terrorist attack or coronavirus. It is the cardiovascular related diseases. It takes our energy out of us, and it brings our blood flow, subsequently our vitamins, the life force, oxygen, etc., very badly conditioned to our cells' biology. And people got to know, a cold shower a day keeps the doctor away, especially in the case of daily.
Oh, I feel like I have to do this now.
Yeah, man, it's good. It's good for you. And if we talk about love and what you give to people, you give them health and confidence, and you give them energy instead of a birthday present they cannot do shit with. After one day, it's gone. And hey, man, a daily life is back. And what is it? I want to feel an irrational boost of energy in the morning to shoot my arrows into the air and to the stars and to anything. That's the way I want to feel. Cold shower does it.
Everybody wants to feel energized. Everybody wants to feel good. But I've got two questions. When did we start taking warm showers? Because I'm guessing cold showers is probably something that our ancestors did years and thousands and hundreds of years ago. When did we start taking warm showers? And do you think that we inherently, as a species, misunderstand our bodies? Because it sounds like that's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. We absolutely do misunderstand our bodies and our physiology. We do not understand our subconscious. We do not understand the autonomic nervous system. We do not understand our immune system. And now it's time we get back into that. Is there a possible control of us at will over these deeper systems, say the subconscious, the autonomic nervous system, the immune system, and the hormonal system? I mean, depression is on the rise in the world. Mm. What is that? That it means nobody wants to be depressed, but nobody has the control at will over rebalancing their hormonal homeostasis, say the serotonin and dopamine. Nobody knows how to do it. And I'm showing that it actually is ancestrally, we are equipped with all the means to be happy, strong, and healthy. And what is happiness? Those are hormones. and our possible willful control over the hormonal system. It was there. We are born with it, but we get into this conditioned lifestyle, comfort zone behavior. We destimulate, and with that, we lose the connection with deeper influence at will within our own physiology, in this case, our happiness. We don't know how to regulate our mood. And I say with the ancestors, when wind and cold and tension and danger was much more present, we have a physiology to deal with danger. We have a physiology to deal with cold. We have a physiology to deal with all these elements of nature. But we created through the industrialization, through the refining our technology. We made these extension tools like heaters, air conditionings, seated behavior, going into the car from A to B, being at home, seated. Do you see any animal, any mammal, because in the end we are mammals, do you see any mammal except for the circus sitting on a chair for 8 hours a day, and then in a car, and then heat up his cave, and then cool down his cave because it's too hot. And all those extension tools neglected the stimulation of our ancestral physiology. And thus, it becomes weak. It's logical. So, yes, our ancestors, they lived shorter. That is to say, too, we live longer now. We live longer, but we miss out on a willful control of a deeper physiology, which we have, which we are born with, that enables us to have a willful control over the hormonal system, to become happy and to become strong. That means dopamine, for example, and adrenaline, the control over the adrenaline within us. Is that there? Yeah, I've shown that in universitarian studies. And then how to control your immune system. We have no control over the coronavirus, for example. There's a world pandemic going on. It's crazy. We are looking to masks, and we are looking to 1 meter distance, 2 meter distance, 1.5 meter, whatever they come up with, these governments. And they don't know. They're groping in the dark. And they not look into a possible massive control for humans to control, to have a much deeper influence, effective influence into their own immune system. And we have shown this. They injected people with the bacteria in my study, which showed 16,000 people had no control over that. In same study, experimental study with the bacteria injected. And then suddenly 12 people I taught within a couple of days, they were able to defy the influence of the bacteria on the immune system, which normally gives a violent reaction, the innate immune system, it's called. And that's the problem with the coronavirus. Nobody shows to have a control over the innate immune system response. That is the damaging factor, which 7 years ago in a university study, we have shown to effectively suppress the inflammation. Mm. That what causes the inflammation is the innate immune system response. That is exactly what is going on with the coronavirus. That damages the lungs and all. And we have shown to get a control within a quarter of an hour over that, effectively. Why are they not taking this up? They are not looking what we possibly have neglected, where we got disconnected of, but we inherently have born with a capacity to defy or to influence much deeper into the immune system and battle coronavirus, bacteria, and depression at will. It's all there. So, and then you got the energy. Man, if you take a cold shower, you don't know what to do with the energy. I say cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. We have a skin, and the skin is mammalian. The skin is built through millions of years to defy a cold, heat, pressure, tension, danger. It receives, it works upon it. Once it is stimulated, it works with more than 100,000 kilometers of blood vessels. Very fine threads, more than 100,000. And what do we do? 80% we cover up all the time. It's logical that the stimulation is absolutely not there, and then it doesn't work as good to receive nutrients, oxygen, and the vitamins. And the life force itself goes through the transportation system, the vascular system. And now we have seen, and we are showing the studies all the time, because I don't like speculation. I like philosophies. It's nice. Nice with a little glass of red wine. You know, you philosophize. But when it comes to my health, happiness, and strength, I want straight answers. And there I go through science. And with the science now, I can help my kids to be healthy. I can help my friends to be healthy, happy, and strong. Learn how to regulate their mood to become really strong and to have energy so much that you almost call them ADHH or whatever.
ADHD, yeah. Do you think Western civilization has become too reliant on prescription drugs, Western medicines, we've lost all these things during the last sort of 100 years?
Oh, yeah. These pharmaceuticals, and it's an earning motto. It's not to make people better. Mm. It's not to heal people. It's to earn money off them. That it's biologically logical that there are people who, through this model of earning their money, will in the end want to earn money. So how do you get money? Through having clients. And these clients you don't want to lose. So you mix it, you manipulate it so much, and you make the marketing so much, you make people dependent. They are actually drug dealers, the drug dealers, the big drug dealers with the ties upon, and they talk about it. They hire the best of psychologists to get in our minds that we need them. But what we really need is our own willful control over that, what we are born with, the capacity to regulate our mood, our health, and our energy. It's all there. We have to become like free, not dependent, independent, and to awaken to our own inner power and to regulate our happiness and our strength and our health on daily basis. So daily, into the bloody cold shower.
I feel like I've got no excuse now. There's no reason for me not to do this.
So this is about love. Yeah, man, Daly, this is about love. Love is, take a shower, you're going to feel so good. And that's what I want.
Is it? I'm listening to you talk and I'm wondering, is it happiness that drives you? Because you talk a lot about sort of coming to this point of happiness and making people happier. Is that a driving force for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The purpose of life is just to feel bloody happy. When you're like the mother who lifts up a car because her child is underneath, that is just irrational power. And that irrational power doesn't think it is there. And I want to feel that. That is the life force. The life force without an intervention of any thought. Because thoughts are weakening our inner life purpose and feeling on daily basis. And that I want to feel that. And this is what I want to bring, a irrational being that every day gives you a drive that is stronger than your thoughts. And that makes the day, man. Yeah. After this, I'm going to train. I found a bar, you know, metal bar, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
of 10 kilos. I found it in the chicken, near the chickens. It was, I don't know who put it there, but it's there. And now it's my training object. Then I make a turn around 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, and I feel myself completely fucked up by my muscular moves and all, and I love it. I love just to be like a strong animal, just being there. And then I do a ridiculous play with my 2.5 years. Old little cute
little
rascal.
Amazing.
Yeah, man.
Wim, you've done
life is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Wim, you've done I love your positivity. It's because we talk a lot on this podcast about things that in people's lives that hold them back and difficult moments. And we analyze a lot on this podcast. And you're talking there about kind of stopping thinking. We talk a lot about overanalyzing and overthinking, but it's refreshing to hear someone like you going straight to the point, being as positive as possible. Even just listening to you makes me feel more positive. So it's
that's a great observation. That's good. That is like a cold shower, but now it's a warm shower. You know, I get the little motherfucker. I call him the hamster. Turning around. Shit, man, that hamster is tired. Yeah. Release him. Let him go. That's nature. Don't keep it in your skull. It's like, who is there? Is that the hamster or is that you? It's a hamster in you that is bound for no good because it takes a lot of energy. You know, 40% of our energy goes through our head. What happens, all these thoughts, they begin to become conditioned. It's like neurological pathways. They keep on going. They keep on absorbing all the energy. That means blood flow. And then the blood flow stays in the surface, in the shallow part of our brain. That is the neocortex, the human brain, the thinking brain. Hey, man, we have a mammal brain and we have a reptilian brain as well. In the reptilian brain, it is sheer being, just sheer being. When you are in love, you can feel the reptilian brain. That is sheer being. I want to go over there. That feeling.
Yeah.
And the caring and being very subtly into the caring for the moment, for being subtly in the here and now. That all means blood flow in the mammalian brain, which is the limbic system, and the brainstem. It's 25% more blood flow descending into those areas. My training brings back the blood flow in all the parts of the brain. Then you feel, without thinking, you feel alive. And that is logical, because it is alive. When the blood flow is there, then the neural activity is able to do its work, and that is feeling alive. It's nothing more than logic. And we got that now through brain scans. So in brains, we had to go, because otherwise we keep on philosophizing and nobody understands the shit.
Yeah.
So I want people to understand, to feel what it is to be alive, exemplifying here and now. And that through these brain scans, we have shown doing these breathing exercises. For example, we are going to do in this podcast as well, that it showed in German brain scans, the best of the world, the most refined brain scans of the world, it showed what we think we have in control through our will is about 16% of our brain. This is their paradigm. Yeah. But now, in their brain scans, it showed if you do these breathing exercises well, suddenly the blood flow goes everywhere in the brain, and you get 100% neural activity. And you are doing the breathing exercises, so you are exercising 100% neural activity to go on in the whole of the brain. Logically, you feel so alive, so peaceful, so absence of stress, and so just being here, all these things. This is what I hear on continuous basis with all these millions of people doing this shit now, because it works. It works, and we got a free app to be taken on for everybody. You don't need to buy anything. Just buy one thing, and that is the belief within yourself to be happy, strong, healthy, 100% control over what is going on inside of your own brain and inside of your own body. In the end, learn to own your rightfully to own your own mind. And because we never got this in our schools, that's why we gotta bring this right through these podcasts to the people, done, checked all through the studies to be non-speculatively there, that your happiness, strength, and your health is your choice. There we are.
Yeah.
Wim, you've done all these amazing things. How did you get started on this journey?
Exactly. I hear my little son now. Nuni!
Hey.
Nuni! He will come at a certain moment.
Amazing.
But the same irrational little being, like you, me, as we are still here right now. The purpose of life is still there. But then I saw as a young kid, there's so much misery going on, so much abuse, so much war, so much unrightful actions all over the place. And people seem to be insensitive to it. Like they are not able to do. This is the paradigm. We can't do really something about it. Mm. And and then the wildlife and the nature, the abuse of that, the cruelty, all that. I was looking at it when I was a puberal, like 10, 11, 12, 13 years. And I decided there, I'm going to do something about it. I don't know what, but there is more than meets the eye, and I will do something about it. And it took me much time until, but it began when I was 17. Mm. It's when I already had awakened a lot of debate and philosophy inside. There is more. I don't know what. The searcher, I was a soul searcher at 17 years. I found the cold water. And the cold water, you know, stops the mind, because when you go into the cold, you're not thinking, you are surviving. You learn to connect deeply within yourself. Deeper mechanisms in the brain begin to work. I did not know that at that time, but it felt so good. It felt so good to meet myself in the depth of myself, where the words are not there, where purpose suddenly is there. And that purpose took me for 25 years on my own, training on my own, developing all this, what I'm talking about now, and then meeting with television 25 years later, then meeting with scientists, and they said what this man is doing is physiologically stated not possible, but he is a man and he is doing it. Let's experiment upon him. And then they said, yeah, but you are the Iceman. Only you can do it. And I said, no. Here you go wrong. Everybody is able to do this. Give me a group of people And I will show you that we are all able to tap into the autonomic nervous system, into the brainstem, into our blood circulative system, into whatever, and give us a bacteria where you can see in the blood irrefutably that, well, we had no control. And now we will show all the 12 I train within a couple of days to have complete control. And then they saw this. And there, fundamentally, we changed science. We changed science. And it took a person like me stopping with, hey, the shit, what is going on in the world is not right. It's not good. Change has to come. I don't know. The soul search, the stubborn soul search, the awakening of one person standing up and say, I don't take this shit. You know, and I was very subtle about it. It was within philosophizing. It was a sort of a hippie, but it was not really hippie. It was go with hips, lungs, and everything into freezing cold water and training himself to the utmost to find out the deeper significance of our mind and body. And that resulted in a person, a dropout of school, and that's me, gone through the lessons of life, gone through the lessons of nature to awaken a physiology which was unknown to be controlled by humans, by scientists, or the medical science and history. And now we have shown 7 years ago to go into the autonomic nervous system, to go into the immune system, to go into the endocrine system, the hormonal system, that is, and to regulate our mood in our brain. I've shown all this in brain scans. I trained people and shown that. And then the money system doesn't like natural ways, doesn't like us to awaken to our inner powers the way we were born with. They don't like mothers to be in a guaranteeing confidence toward their sons and daughters, saying to them, I want you to be happy, strong, and healthy. That is the those are the core values. That is my love. And I guarantee it's gonna happen. And that is more than money. When you get the sack, when you are fired, then you should not lose with that your happiness, strength, and health. Because those are the core values. Then the money doesn't give a shit too much. We are so money-oriented, so outwardly into positioning, taking our confidence toward it. And we have lost the connection with our unconditional love and power within. And it took me a drop out of school to show the professors and doctors in all the world where to go, how to change the DNA, how to change the brain, how to go into the bone marrow, and all those things. Because nature gave it to us. We only have to awaken to our... And what does the awakening do? Breathing exercises. Cold shower. Is it so simple? Women cannot be so simple. That's my own only apology I'm going to give to the people. I'm sorry, guys. It's simple. And it's very powerful. It's you. And it's knocking at your heaven's door.
Just going back to those times, like when you were 17, doing those things and getting into this, onto this path, what were friends and family supportive of you? Or did they just think you were mad? Yeah.
Loony, a loony. Yeah. They all thought I was a loony, and I'm still a loony. Like, you know, hey, who's a loony when they spend so much money to go to the Luna, to the moon? Hey, man. And then they go to Mars. The next thing they go to is nuts. Mars, nuts, Milky Way. Who is loony? I think we live in the most beautiful place of the universe, and we are making a shithole out of it. So it is time and change will come for this. The time of change is happening. that we are going to awaken to our happiness, strength, and health instead of having more cars and more houses, more escort girls and more escort boys and all that shit. We got to learn to embrace our unconditional just being. It's already right enough on a daily basis. Yeah, man. Hey, from the morning to the evening, you feel, just get into greatness of your being, because life is a miracle. And inexplicable characteristics of life should be felt all day long. You're struck by awe. Man, I don't understand what is really going on, but I know how to live it. And with that, I feel the respect. With that, I give the love to the nature, to my child, to all the children in the world. And let me be very clear. Through these podcasts, I bring out a message of happiness, of strength and health, and that is love. I bring out the love to be shared with everybody, because everybody has a beautiful mind, beautiful physiology, to be awakened to the fullest. Not to half. Not like we are being parasited, man. It's like we live half. The rest of the energy goes to motherfuckers who earn 2,000 times more than you, or 10,000 times. Who now is loony? Who now? What is now ridiculous? I tell people, amen, and they ask me, "Wim, what is enlightenment?" Dave Asprey asked me in his podcast. You know, the bulletproof guy. Mm-hmm. I never asked this, Wim, but what is enlightenment? And I say, "Yeah, and please put it in one sentence." They say, "Yeah, okay, yeah." All these scriptures being written on that shit. I got to say it in one sentence. Now, here it comes. It's very, just be happy, strong, and healthy. And the rest is bullshit. So don't take on the bullshit. When you feel bullshit, you know what to do. Put it on the soil in the garden, because maybe it fertilizes the soil. But not on your head. Not on your suit or your dress or whatever. Get the bullshit out and become happy, strong, and healthy. That's the way you were born. You're equipped with to outbalance any shit moment, situation, and get rid of the stress and feel happy, strong, and healthy again. Boom. There it is. We are like a flowing river, man. And I like to serve on that.
Me too. Do you genuinely think that the world is changing and is coming on more on board with this kind of thinking? Because they talk about the young generation at the moment is really on board with climate yes. change, and stuff
they
like
need
that.
Direction daily on daily basis. Yeah, and that's what we do. So you are in the commander seat right now, and we are in this spaceship. And the spaceship, we want everybody to space. To space, man, nice. Being light, not dark. Being light, not heavy. The rest is bullshit. So we are not going to continue this stupid past paradigm, exploiting the world, sodomizing the planet, becoming insensitive and polluting it. No, that system is overtaken. It's done. We have seen it. It's obsolete. You know, CTRL, delete, alt, delete.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of here, out of here. The new generation is about, hey, guys, don't become depressed. Become happy, strong, and healthy. Learn not to go through the computers. But learn to get a hold of yourself. They're beginning we don't want this pollution. We got to do something about it. We have to clean up. And now we are presented with the bill of the past. All that. And yes, but they ask for direction. And direction is that's where we come in. We say we are the elders, the good elders, like the native elders, not the fuck up industrials keep an establishment high that is polluting the planet and sodomizing the planet and exploiting its richness and its wealth for the goodness of a couple of idiots who still hang into a past paradigm, and they don't know. They don't know. But let's relieve them of their crippled minds and get back with sanity and show that sanity needs to rule within the on the planet. Harmony with nature. Harmony with nature, happiness, strength, and health. Boom. That is the answer. And that is the new generation. And the new generation, the new waves are coming. And I make sure that I'm able, through DNA studies with the top researchers in the world, through immunologists, with great doctors and professors in non-speculative studies, showing that we are actually equipped to deal so much better with our immune system, endocrine system, and our metabolic processes in the cell, creating energy, health, and happiness and within our dominion. Of course, a happy man is not into war. A happy man is not into getting more and more and more and more. A happy man is not into stealing what is not his. A happy man is not based on fear, which is the paradigm. There is only fear, fear, fear. And I need to get as much as possible on the expense of others. I don't care. Insensitivity. All that needs to go. We have to make people unconditionally happy, strong, and healthy. And that now I'm showing through signs. So it's there. Only the existence, manipulation of the power system has... They hire psychologists, psychiatrists, they hire marketing experts to get into our minds and to stay dependent on a system that is like a drug dealer. Through the media, through the medicines, through the food industry, through unnecessary cars, accumulation, unnecessary war lobbies based on fear, all that needs to subside. Our youth, the new generation, has to stand up if it wants to live on this planet. Otherwise, you go nuts and you need to go to Mars.
that's the next step. So your techniques, the cold shower, the breathing, which I'm sure we're going to do in a bit, and I'm a bit nervous about doing it, but we have people that listen to this podcast that struggle with productivity and creativity and blank moments in their professional life and in their personal life. And it sounds, and you're making your techniques and your theories sound incredibly simple to me, and it makes sense, that we can help these people that listen to our podcast that are having these difficult moments by getting back to basics, essentially.
Exactly. Back to the core. Back to the core is where it all is. And these breathing exercises, they're showing themselves through science, but they bring you back to core. And then when you become in connection with your survival mechanisms, that is the brainstem, that's what we do with the breathing exercises and the cold. They bring blood flow to the depth of your brain, suddenly becomes alive. Suddenly, you become able to influence and to have this sense of control over it that pacifies yourself. You get confidence. You get confidence over life itself in the moment. And when you are not busy with life itself in the moment, then you become creative. Because creativity is only possible when you are nourished well.
Yeah.
You know, and that means energy. That means flow back in the core. Now our core is like on standby. In the brain, literally 25% less blood flow goes to the deeper parts of our brain. It's on standby. It's not alive. That, I think they make these zombie movies because of that. I think zombie movies are like ridiculous, but actually it shows the way we are living our lives is not fully We are walking, but we are not really living, because real alive people are creative. That's our nature. That is the consciousness, beautifulness of people, is to be creative. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah.
And creative, I paint, you know, I paint. Cool. The only time I'm not thinking about sex is when I paint. That's what I said. You know, when you become creative, you're not thinking about the fight, flight, food, freeze, and fuck. Man, it's not there. You are creative and you are driven. When I paint, I don't have blue anymore. This vermilion blue I need. Then I'm running to the my bike. I go to the village. I go to the paint shop, and I need this and need this. And then I need to get back to my painting, my baby, and I'm back on again into this rush.
Yeah.
What is it? Irrational. But it's so strong, I do not think I'm creating. And everybody has creative power. Some people make a journey. Some people make a chair. Some people, whatever. Everybody has creative power. But if we are too busy with our energy, with our mood, with our health, and we are like, you know, surviving, then creativity, being alive, fully, creating flowers of consciousness, it's not there. And that should be learned in primary school to begin with. Happiness, strength, and health. And mathematics, history, and language is actually second place. It should be first, happiness. What is happiness? The control over your mood. Isn't that important? Mm-hmm. Bloody hell, that's important. And that, your health. Yeah, to have a control over your immune system in the various levels of the immune system. Is that possible? It's all showing. And now we have a coronavirus pandemic and we have no control. It only shows our weakness. And this is what I'm going to show coming Tuesday with television coming here. What can we do in this pandemic, the coronavirus, the health, the immune system? It's our possible control over the immune system is far bigger than we have assumed up till now. Mm-hmm. And I got the data. I got data, graphics, data of blood analysis to show how virus and infection, inflammation works and how we are able to battle it at will. So things like that should be shown in the primary school. Happiness, hey, that's mood regulation. Can we learn about that? Yes, I've shown in brain scans. Professors say, transformational technique that will change mental health care. Yes, and we have found key components of parts of the brain thought of not possible to control. Now they are within our reach, and we can change with that mental health care. Yeah, but who's going to take it up? Nobody, because they don't give a shit about our happiness, strength, and health. They give a shit about money. They give a shit about power and how to dominate us, to manipulate us subtly. And then in the end, we live. Why did I live? My mother, when she was 80, she said, "Where have all these years gone?" And she was a pious woman, never smoked, never drank. Always went to the church and all. Where has it all gone? You know, we get they take our purpose away of life itself, our creativity, our health, happiness, and strength. And it's time we are going to stand up, awaken to our potential through science. But God damn it, let people live happy, strong, and healthy. And with that, knowing creativity, which is the purpose of life, just to be there completely without thinking, just sheer being, not fucking, loving, love. You know, they mix fucking with love, and you gotta love life as much as you love the fucking. You know, that, as much as that, if that is going on and that is inherent to our existence, then you embrace life and you live happy ever after. Because the soul is indestructible and it's everlasting. There is no fear for dying because it is everlasting and it is indestructible. And there we are right here in the moment. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Yeah, you know, they sing a lot about it, and we all love to hear about it. But when it comes to who we are and what we are, purposeful, and to present it to our children and ourselves, we are lost. So podcasts like this is about awakening, and this is what we do. So in the end, primary school, there it has to begin. And the youth, the new generations, they will make the change. We just keep on going and stir it up. Bob Marley, stir it up, you know. The revolution is on, the revolution of love.
We're hearing you talk there.
I don't think we've ever had a podcast like this before.
No. But that's good. That's a good thing.
Good morning.
Wim, hearing you talk, I know you've had your own sort of brushes with grief and loss, and I have too. And I've always found like doing breathing techniques and stuff have been a big help for me in those moments when I'm feeling, you know, not feeling it, and perhaps thinking and dwelling on those moments. You talking about happiness, was some of those moments for you awakenings?
Oh, absolutely. When I, in 95, my woman, the mother of my four children, she jumped from 8 stories down. That is like a result after years of trying to take her own life because she was terrorized within her own brain. And all the psychiatrists and all the psychologists did not know what to do with that, but given her pills, medicines, therapies, shocking therapies, and all, nothing worked. And that is technology. That is the know-how of us. That is the wisdom of us through science. And I was looking at it helpless, helpless, helpless. I saw her decline. She was a beautiful woman, very alive, alive, talkative, and then the shadow came, and nobody was able to take the shadow away. And that resulted in the jump, after kissing goodbye her children, from 8 stories down. So how deep can you go? This is where I got. I had no money, I had 4 children alone, and I was heartbroken. That's the way where I started. Mm. Life has its ways, one way or in another. It is my children who made me survive because I had to. Somebody had to be there completely for them. Create a new nest just to be there. No thinking, being there. Because he wants this, she wants that, and it needs to be lovable and nice and comforting. Especially because the mother is not there. You got to substitute. You got to substitute for 2. You got to create a nest, a family. One way or in another. The cold water then, at that moment, stilled my mind. You know, in the cold, you do not think. You just go in. It's an exercise. You train your vascular system. You get a lot of energy. And I had a lot of energy. It gave me the bloody irrational energy which I needed to serve my children, to create a nest, to be there where children have no blame, have no reference. Their mother is not there. Somebody needs to take care of me. I had to fill in the care, the being there. That's cool. That's cool. Now, let me tell you now, I'm showing my children made me survive. The cold healed me. The breathing also helped because it makes your biochemistry, changes your biochemistry for the good. You become light, nice. You change your mood, become pacified inside because you cleanse yourself. That is what makes, when the flow is there, the peace is there. The biochemistry is nice. Okay, then you're able to face whatever is going on. It took me years. But in the meanwhile, if I could have found an answer for those in the same situation like I was, 95, I got the answer now. I went to psychiatric experiments, brain scans, and I've shown now in brain scans how to enter into those parts of the brain that are responsible for our mood regulation, absolute mood regulation. That is emotion. And that's what they have seen. We have been publishing this. And of course, the world cannot be so simple. This cannot happen. No, medicines, pills, $1 billion industry. It just keeps on flowing like the blub over us. And we are drowning in it. We don't see anything else than our dependency on a couple of assholes who are ruling over us. And I say, the circle is round. In 95, I was helpless. Right now, you see me. I'm very confident. Why? Because I found a way to tap into the deepest part of our brain, into the bone marrow, into the DNA, and I showed it all. As a dropout of school, I'm teaching the doctors and the psychiatrists in all the world. Now we have to get down the wall. You know Pink Floyd, the bloody wall. We gotta tear down the wall of ignorance, the wall of despair, the wall of lack of confidence. Bring back confidence. Bring back that what is able to tackle despair or depression or any stressor coming to us. I've found it. I found it, and I'm sharing it through you guys who are also searchers. We bring this to the people. So let me tell to the people very confidently, we got it all with science backed up, that the shit kebab in the world doesn't want us to bring this because it is natural, and those so-called people in power who are ridiculous, if you look at Trump and Putin and all these structures, they don't make us happy. They are just in control, man. You are able to become happy, strong, and healthy, you yourself. And that way, you're going to break the chain of dependency. There's something much greater is awaiting for you to come. Take it on. Do breathing exercises. Do these cold showers. And awaken to the neurology of your own mind. You are the owner of your own mind, and the control is there. The outcome is by far the investment of going into a little cold shower. The cold shower is just the vascular conditioning, optimizing the vascular conditioning, transportation system of our life force. The breathing is the ability to consciously become the alchemist, to change your biochemistry. And it has shown with people being injected with the bacteria, doing breathing exercises, they change the biochemistry instantly when the bacteria wants to change the biochemistry with inflammation. They change the biochemistry and then inflammation went down. And this was not shown before. And it is as simple as it is. And then you get the paradigm of belief. Do you believe? Do you invest in, I cannot, I'm independent, I'm free in my mind, free to go to any spot in my own brain, consciously, that brings freedom. The way we are narrowed down in our consciousness is making us paralyzed in our own brain, only certain little pathways we are able to go into. This is the way we are schooled. We are not schooled in being in control in our own brain to activate happiness through hormonal secretions inside, to create a control over the immune system when a bacteria or virus is coming in or any other stress to deal with that. We don't have it. Those pathways, Those are pathways. And those pathways, neurological pathways, they need investment of you. The investment is, I can. I can. Yes, nature shows that we can. And we have shown this through science already. Now it's up to you. What do you where do you go for? Do you go for dependency? And disease is what it is. Yeah, it can hit me. Cancer can hit me. Autoimmune diseases can hit me. Depression can hit me. I try my best, but I have never a guarantee. No, man, you are able to prevent and defy stresses within your body and within your mind beyond belief, beyond what is scientifically written down. But we fundamentally already have changed all this. The matrix is different now. We are able to get out of this old paradigm. This old paradigm is killing the planet. We got to stand up. Stand up, stand up, stand up for you. Right. You know, and all the songs, let's make them real. All the Paul McCartney's, the Beatles, the reggae, the freedom songs, it's here. It's now. And it's powerful. It's much more powerful than being dependent on a couple of media controllers who come with ridiculous news all the time, overwhelming our neurology in our brain, thinking this is it. This is shit. That's what it is. And what we are is being happy, strong, and healthy. And the rest really is bullshit. So let's get rid of the bullshit. If you don't know what it is all about, but win this, win that, just think about one thing. Don't get into the bullshit. Be happy, strong, and healthy. That's all. That is your guide. That's your guide beyond any word, any concept. We are built to be happy, strong, and healthy. Words do not count when you are in love. You want to be in love. You want to be happy, strong, and healthy. So invest into that. And anything that is not that, get it out. Because it's horseshit, bullshit, cow shit. It is the shit of the politicians and the media, whatever they got.
Shall we? I feel like we've been building up to this moment. And everything you're saying makes so much sense. Shall we do the breathing technique?
Great. Yes. Let's do it. Let's get into this. Good. Guys, once again, these breathing techniques have shown their effectivity within scientific research, comparative research, and they have shown to get into the physiology, which has actually been published in the best of papers in the world and shown to fundamentally change the perspective of what we believe to control within our mind and body. So you learn with this technique, you will be able to get it and to tap into the deepest of your physiology. And from there, it's up to your choice. Do you want to be happy, strong, and healthy? You are the master of your mind. That is the way you were born. Now get back into the seat and sail your ship through the oceans. Here we go. Relax. Relax. Don't do it if you want to do it. If you want to go. Yeah. Cool, man. Cool. Easy does it. Relax. A relaxed body is able to open up to the oxygen. Oxygen will change the chemistry. Here it comes. You got a belly, you got a chest. Use your belly. Use your chest. Fully in and let go. Fully in. Let it go. Belly, chest. Letting go. Fully in. Letting go. Yes, fully in. All you got, and then letting go. Not fully out, just letting go. Fully in. And letting go. Fully in. Letting go. Fully in. Letting go. Keep on going. Keep on going. Don't think. Just follow the breath. Fully in, letting go. You feel the tingling. You feel lightheaded. It's all right. We are changing the biochemistry right now. It's amazing how deep we are influencing our chemistry. We are the alchemist right now because we are changing into the depth to all cells, going into the bone marrow, into the lymphatic system, past the nuts. It's amazing how simple and how effective it goes. And fully in, take him in, letting go. We do 10 more, fully in, letting go. Just join, have your mind within the breath. Don't mind about nothing else, just the breath. And that way you learn to connect with your body in the depth, with your DNA, with your cells. It's all there. Fully in, letting go. Fully in, letting go. Fully in. You're letting go. Five more. Fully in. Tingling, lightheadedness is all right. We are charging up the body. We are the alchemists. No matter what the science is saying or people, it does not matter. We found this through nature, not through the books. And we are using it right now. The breath of life. It is through that and where we will be able to change all what is happening within our bodies, in our blood flow, in our chemistry. Two more, fully in, letting go, fully in, letting go. Here comes the last one, fully in, and let it go, and stop. Close your mouth, just be witness. We change the biochemistry in the blood. Right now, there is no need for breathing. It's very alkaline in your body. It's amazing how much oxygen went into the lymphatic system, which was considered to be impossible, which is the hearth of many autoimmune diseases. And we have made it alkaline therein, in the lymphatic system, the garbage system of ours, and we are cleansing it. Right now. Now the adrenal axis is going to be activated. That is the deepest part of the brain. Neural activity consciously done because you are witnessing, you are doing it. And it's now activated. It showed in the brain scans. The deepest, thought of inaccessible to reach at will. We are doing it right now at will. We are right now within the greatest of stress. Namely, we are not breathing. And there is no need for breathing yet. And we are already a minute without breathing after exhalation. That is power consciously over these stress mechanisms. And that will shoot out the adrenal axis and reset the body the way Mother Nature meant to do it. Okay, I say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fully in. And hold. Hold the breath and squeeze to your head so you bring more spinal fluid, cerebrospinal fluid to your head and blood flow. And 3 and 2, and squeeze more. And 1, and let it go. There we are. That is round number 1. And if we do round number 2, we will go longer. Now we were about 1 minute 15, 1:30. I wasn't counting. without breathing, without air in the lungs. That is the ultimate stress for the body, for the brainstem, for the survival mechanisms within us. That activates the adrenal axis. And then the adrenal axis resets our body in any way. And people who are depressed, they are out of equilibrium within their hormonal system. It resets the hormonal system. And then the depression is gone. It's amazing.
I felt
so simple.
When we were doing the bit with the no breathing, I felt incredibly calm. I was worried and thought, I'm not going to be able to do this. And yet it was a very weird. There was like an equilibrium. I just felt very calm in that moment. It was very interesting.
Yes. And you should do this on daily basis. Hey, man. Yeah. Right on. The thing is, the deepest of stress was going on while you were kind of high. So that makes us being high and being able to control any stress that comes to us on daily basis, say in daily life. Now you learn to have a neurological control over the stress mechanism being activated through stresses of various kinds, emotionally, mentally, bacterially, virally, or whatever, stress through congestions, not having money, or all that creates stress. Yeah. But you are able to stay the observer, to stay high, to be not swallowed by the stress. And that stress, if you are able to stay disconnected or like observing, then it is not able to overtake you and make you depressed, make you deregulate your immune system, make you weak, deregulate your hormonal system, making you depressed. So simple. Whoa, shit, man. And I tell all the psychiatrists in England, whomever is a doctor, get this into your system. Help people not just by talking and pills. Teach them that they are able to learn to connect with their stress mechanism in the deepest and very effectively within 10 minutes. And that's my message to the people. Hey, man, get back in control. Get back into the core. Get back to who you are, what you are, because you are beautiful. You have a beautiful mind and a beautiful physiology, and it wants to serve you. Just connect with that. And the breathing will do it. The cold shower is the stimulation of the transportation system of our life force through the blood. It's simple. And and you feel all the energy. You're going to be addicted. The only problem we have no addiction clinics to kick off from the addiction you're going to get taking the cold shower.
Oh, we've missed you.
That's, Wim, it's been an absolute pleasure. I mean, I've been wanting to talk to you for ages. I've been a big fan of your work, and you know, I've been doing cold showers and the breathing technique I've been doing regularly for a couple of years now, and it helps me so much, especially particularly, you know, I've been an anxiety sufferer over the last sort of 20 years, and the breathing is just so powerful for me in those moments.
Wow, that is a great message to the people. And now talking us together, let's bring happiness to everybody who is listening. And really, this time, no bullshit, guys. Happy, strong, and healthy. It's your choice. Take them on. We love you.
Yeah. Well, I thank you, Wim, and I'm going to take those techniques and I'm going to do them on a daily basis.
Hey! All right, guys. I love you.
Yeah.
Keep on the good work, and let's make it a crazy good world.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah,
thank you,
honestly,
thank you
absolute
so much.
Pleasure. It's just great to be in your to have your time for the last hour. So thank you so much.
I loved it. Thanks for the love and thanks for the good conversation.
Really appreciate it. Thank
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Wim.
Right
take
on.
Take care, man.
Right on.
Well, there you go. Wow.
I mean, that was a different episode for us, wasn't it?
Yeah, different good though.
Oh, massively. But I think it's nice for us to try these different episodes and have different guests on, and we've definitely never had anyone like Wim on before.
No.
And I genuinely, as I said it at the top of the show, I genuinely do think this episode, I mean, all our episodes do help people, and I love that we hear from people. We're going to read some tweets out in a minute, that people take away different things from different episodes. Mm. But I think today's is a tangible thing that people can try in their lives or whatever is blocking them or stopping them. And I'm genuinely interested to hear from our listeners whether they tried the technique, how it works for them, because this is just a fascinating episode.
Yeah, really fascinating. I mean, like I said at the beginning, before the show started, that yeah, it's his energy and love of life, which comes actually as we sort of discover on the podcast from some very dark moments in his life. You know, his wife committed suicide, which is, you know, a horrendous thing. He had four children he had to bring up as a single parent for some time. So, you know, a horrendous thing happened to him, and he's sort of been able to take massive positives away and be an incredibly powerful speaker. And, you know, he's bringing that love of life and, you know, like he said, the health,
happiness, strength,
and strength to the masses. And, you know, what an incredible thing to come out of, you know, some tragic times in his life.
Absolutely. He's a very inspiring person. And even from the first few minutes, you could sort of feel that positivity. And I know, like, we obviously, we're doing a lot of pods on Zoom at the moment, as everyone is, and we used to obviously do them in the same room with people. And it's been great, because it's been, we've been able to talk to people like Wim, who's obviously called us in from Holland today. But even just over Zoom, I could feel the sort of connection to him, weirdly, and I could feel that positivity sort of coming through the screen. So I hope that our listeners have been able to have the same experience through the airwaves, because... yeah, it was an interesting one. Blimey, it's only 9:30 as well. Wow.
Yeah, it's early. I mean, it was for me. I mean, I've been wanting to get Wim on pretty much since we started the podcast. So it's a bit of a, he was on my sort of prize guest list. So it's a real treat to have him on. So yeah. So thanks, Wim, for coming on.
What a top man. Shall we read some tweets out then from our lovely, lovely listeners?
We should, definitely. I've got one here from Monica Moorhead, and she says, oh my God, Blank Pod with Carrie Hope Fletcher. I absolutely love this podcast. Everyone needs to hear this. Absolutely amazing. Such a beautiful message throughout the entire podcast. And then she sort of continued. It became a thread, actually. So which is nice. Yeah, so I don't usually listen to podcasts, but I'm hooked now. Carrie's message in this one is absolutely fantastic. Perseverance and hope. Love it 100%. I will be listening to more podcasts from them from now on. Amazing work. Thank you all for what you're doing. It made me smile. I mean, you can't get better than that, really.
Monica, that is such a lovely message. And it's wonderful that you're not a podcast person, but now you're on board. And I feel honoured that actually it was our episode that's helped you discover the world of podcasts. And Carrie is such an amazing person. And that episode was, well, it truly went some places, and it was it was a really, really interesting talk. So that's so nice. It's just so nice to get messages like that. You know, Monica, we really appreciate your tweet.
Yeah, it's been really lovely, actually. The last few weeks, we've had a few kind of podcast debutants who, like, haven't listened to them before and have actually used Blank as their sort of starting off point, and it hasn't put them off, which is lovely.
It's so nice. It's so nice when people connect to the pod and sort of get what we're trying to do. And yeah, it's lovely. Monica, thank you so much. I've got one here from a very special person again, someone that I've been lucky enough or unlucky enough, depending on what angle you go to know for a long time. It's lucky, of course. It's Mr. Lee McBride, who I've known since I was 18 or 19 or 20. We used to play for the same football team back in the day.
Did you? What team was that?
Called Oxted Orient. from Oxford in Surrey, which I set up with my friend Chris, and then Lebo.
Did you come up with the name?
We did, yeah. I think it was a drunken session down the pub.
What was your strip? What colour?
Red and white. Basically, we stole Atletico Madrid strip because we thought we were red and white stripes, blue shorts, blue socks.
Nice.
And we were not very good, but we somehow, I don't know how we did this, and Lee was one of the first players to join. We somehow cultivated this really incredibly friendly group of players, and we weren't very good, and we slowly got slightly better. And I think we left the bottom division about 4 or 5 years later, but we had a really good bunch of lads, and Lee was core to that. He was one of them. So we were very...
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it? I mean, like, you know...
I don't know how we did it.
But now, but actually, yeah, I think, like, connecting with people and having a joint kind of enterprise, as it were, with your football team. I think
it's one of the reasons to do it. We had loads of great social events, and we all became really good friends. And in fact, we're still all now in a WhatsApp group, and we still chat to each other now. So but anyway, Lee has tweeted, and Lee's a very passionate supporter of blank and other things I do as well, like FYP and stuff. He's such a top man. The theme for this month for our pod club at work. Wow, that's a great idea, is the letter B. So naturally, my recommendation has been Blank Pod. Keep up the great work, Jim and Giles. Thank you, Lee, for passing that on. And thank you just for being a very supportive friend for everything that we do and that I do. I do genuinely appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Lee.
Lee's one of the nicest people. And little fact here, Lee and his wife, Kate, used to be the mascots, Pete and Alice the Eagle, at Crystal Palace.
Did they? Yeah. Oh, that
they
is
were fantastic.
Cool.
That
is good
that.
News.
And
and Pete the Eagle and Alice the Eagle, brilliant.
Legends. So Lee and Kate, wonderful people. So thank you, Lee, for that that message. Love you, bud.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Lee. Well, I mean, I guess that brings us to the end of this episode, which has been an amazing episode. I've really enjoyed it, and I hope everyone else has. And and you get onto a daily routine, Jim. Cold showers. And
every routine breathing. I do is a daily routine. But I will, because it's been genuinely eye-opening this week. And we hope that it has been for our listeners as well.
Yeah. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can. Our handles are
@ Blank Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
And you can also email us.
We've actually got two email addresses, it turns out. So whatever I say now won't matter. Let's go with theblankpodcast2018@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can email there. We'll get it.
We'll get it. Yeah.
We'll get it. that's it for this week, and thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Bye
for another Blank Pod.
This is a Blast Box Media Podcast.